Our text for today is recorded in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, beginning at the 11th verse. And Jesus is here speaking. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown. Him who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will he leave it. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God. And I will also write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. These are the words. Heavenly Father, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, imagine for a moment that you go to check your email and you find a real, genuine, honest-to-goodness email from Jesus Christ himself, and it is addressed to students at Bethany Lutheran College. If you did get such an email, I would imagine you would pay very, very close attention to what it was that Jesus had to say to you. You would run yourself a hard copy, you would memorize it, you would think about it often. It would be very, very special to you. Well, in our text today, we have not an email, but a personal letter written by Jesus Christ to a group of Christians living in an ancient city called Philadelphia. Philadelphia was located in Asia Minor, which today is in Turkey. And I want you to see how many similarities you can find between the Bethany Lutheran College community and city and area and location and that of Philadelphia. And if you do see some very close similarities, maybe you'll want to pay very close attention to what Jesus had to say to them, because maybe he's saying the exact same thing to you. So let's learn a little bit about the city of Philadelphia itself. Philadelphia was a gateway city. By that I mean it was intentionally located on the border of three major provinces. It had no garrison of soldiers. It didn't have a big wall around it. That was not its purpose. The purpose of this city was that Greek culture and Greek language might diffuse out from Philadelphia into the surrounding areas, and people would become very familiar with what it was to be a Greek. Now, in the second place, Philadelphia was located in an extremely fertile area of the world. They could grow tremendous crops there, and the crop of choice was grapes. But along with the grapes, there came drunkenness and debauchery and a worship of false gods known as Dionysus or Bacchus, and their reveling and their orgies and the like. I'll tell you something else about Philadelphia. It wasn't all fun and games living in that city. We do know historically that in the year 17 AD, a major earthquake just completely rocked that area. In fact, the epicenter may have been in Philadelphia itself, and it destroyed 11 other major cities which surrounded Philadelphia. It didn't destroy Philadelphia, but for the next 10 years, the earth would constantly quake and shake, and people would look at their walls, and the crack in their walls would get bigger and bigger until finally people just fled out into the fields and were living in huts. At least it was safe from the earthquakes. And in the city, there was located a small group of believers. They were under a lot of pressure from the unbelievers that surrounded them, and yet they huddled together in their faith. So do you see any similarities there between this church to which Christ is writing and to you? Well, we are in a gateway city here, aren't we? We have the regional hospital, the regional clinics. We have malls and we have markets. We have colleges and universities. And the idea is we reach out into the surrounding hinterlands and invite them to have what we have right here at home. And likewise, we are in a very rich agricultural area. And by the way, if you read the news, you see how much we are given over to drunkenness and debauchery as well. And we are a small little community here at Bethany Lutheran College of believers, often surrounded by a larger group that have contempt for us, what we stand for. While they talk about diversity, we talk about obedience to the Word of God. All we really don't have is earthquakes, but, you know, who knows, that may come too. So I'm saying we have a lot in common with these people, and if Christ was writing to them, I'm suggesting he's writing to us. And so what was Christ saying to the church in Philadelphia? His message was really threefold. Number one, keep the faith. Number two, share the faith. Number three, prepare for heaven. And that's what he's saying to you too. Christ writes, keep the faith. In the verses which precede our text, he says, I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. He says, you have kept my command to endure patiently. And here in our text, he says, hold on to what you have so that no one can take your crown. We know that we're sinners. We know that we're surrounded by sinners. And yet, we do wear a crown. We do attach to ourselves the name of our God. We call ourselves Christians because we know that our God was surrounded by sinners and yet was without sin and has given us credit for that perfect life. And we know that our God died on Calvary's cross, shedding his blood and paying the price of hell itself so we don't have to. And we know that our God rose again from the dead for our justification. And we know that we stay close to that God. Our faith is strengthened through word and sacraments. So we know what it means to keep the faith. Jesus' second message is, spread the faith. Philadelphia was this launching pad for Greek culture and Greek language. But it was also, as far as God is concerned, to be a launching pad for people going out into the world with the message of Jesus Christ. Jesus writes, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. He says, I will make them who are of the synagogue of Satan come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you. Bethany Lutheran College was never intended to be a place where people live from the time of their birth until the moment of their death. Rather, its purpose is that you receive a good, strong, solid foundation in the one thing needful, that you know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then that you leave and you go out and you take with you your faith and you share it with other people. Bethany is a launching pad for sharing the gospel. That is its purpose. What a wonderful privilege God has given us to share not Greek culture or Greek language, but rather to share the message of our loving God. And then finally, Christ writes, prepare yourself for heaven. One day you won't have to cower out in those fields because of the earthquakes. No, you're going to have a very solid and permanent structure. In fact, I'm going to put you in a new city, and that city is heaven, he's saying. Him who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of God. Never again will he leave it. A pillar in the temple of God. A pillar denotes permanence. A pillar in the temple of God denotes prominence. He promises us permanence and prominence in heaven, where we will be with all the saints in glory forever after, with the Lord of heaven and earth. Won't that be an incredible Bethany reunion one day, to be in heaven and to see all of these generation of students who received the Word of God, who held to the Word of God, who shared the Word of God, and who now come together in heaven to magnify and glorify our God and Savior? Won't that be something? Oh, it's going to be the greatest reunion ever. So I'm suggesting to you today that Jesus wrote a very personal letter, not only to the Philadelphians, but to you. And in that letter, he says three things. He says, number one, keep the faith. Number two, share the faith. Number three, prepare for heaven, that place of permanence which has been prepared for you. Signed, Jesus Christ. Amen.